Nehemiah chapter 1, the context is fasting, and the theme is restoration. And as we read Nehemiah's prayer in verses 8 to 10, we see that he's reclaiming. And reclaiming is so significant when it comes to restoration. He reclaims first identity. God, we are your people. You've redeemed us. We belong to you because of your great love. Reclaiming identity means that no matter how far you've strayed and rebelled, you are still God's child. If you put your trust in Jesus, you're in his family forever. And sometimes it's, you know, forgotten. And it's kind of an amnesia. And maybe lifestyle-wise, they haven't been following him. But when we come back and say, God, I am your child. I'm loved. I belong to you, Jesus. That's a start of the restoration. Reclaim your identity. Maybe you've had your identity in money or friendships or career. Reshift that identity. My identity is in you. I belong to you, God. Secure in that identity. And then second, he reclaims God's promises. And part of the restoration involves the promises of God. And he, and in this prayer, Nehemiah is referring back to Deuteronomy chapter 30 when he's talking about, God, if your people wander and they wander from you and they wander far away, if they return to you, you bring them back into the land. And God, you restore them spiritually. And so that reminder, Nehemiah's bringing scripture in his prayer. Pray the scripture to God. And that's Deuteronomy chapter 30 and reclaiming God's promise. In your restoration process, is there a promise of God that you can hold on to, that you can reclaim, that you can share with God, share with other people, and then live out? So that's what's happening. Reclaiming identity and God's promises right there in his prayer. So you can pray that prayer today, but definitely reclaim today as part of your restoration.